Now you want to know when this happened to him, not when he went to the hospital, but when the disease happened. So you say, can you tell me when he
got sick?
Uh-huh. And sometimes, maybe this doesn't happen, yeah, we talked about this one, but when you're sick, 2 years down the
road,
you know you can't hold it down anymore, so you say you have to
vomit.
Uh-huh. That may sound a little crude, but part of this is checking terms that you use and terms you don't use. For example, throw up, vomit. And when I was a boy, I wasn't permitted to say pew.
No, I was thinking of that.
This was a term that was taboo. This was the vulgar way of saying it. I'd say vomit.
Yeah.
But other people, of course, had to do it the other way around.
They had to do it the hard way, huh?
I horrified them and they horrified me. If children are misbehaving, you say, all right, now, if you don't stop that, I'm going to wipe you. If somebody comes to the door and says to you, you've just won $100, and your wife says, what did he come to the door? Or why did he come to the door? You say, he...
Filled
their
story.
Boy, it would seem that way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
If somebody came to the door and handed you $100 and I came and asked you that, you wouldn't have to stop and hesitate to think what you're going to tell me, would you?
Are you what now?
If a guy came to the door and told you you'd won $100 and I'd come in and tell you, ask you what he wanted, would you stop?
I'd say he told me I won $100.
Mm-hmm. If a boy goes to see a girl with flowers and candy, you say he's doing what? Behaving insanely.
Didn't you ever court when you were young?
Not flower and candy.
I know. You're chewing gum peanuts, I guess.
No, you didn't eat peanuts.
Boobers.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to tell.
Say he's courting it.
Well, that doesn't sound right to me.
Well, you'd say it. Why try to think of something else that you don't ever say?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say he was courting.
And then the boy, you'd say, is the girl's
beau.
She is his
sweetheart.
And if he asks her to marry him and she says yes, then he is her special to him. They're engaged, so the boy is the girl's.
Her
to marry him and she says no, then you say she's done what?
Well,